Life Audio.
Welcome to Crosswalk Devotional. We're glad to have you listening. Today's topic is about God's perfect peace. We'll return with the devotional after a brief message from one of our sponsors.
Well, good day to you. It's Joel with For King Country dropping in to let you know that our brand new film, Unsung Hero, is in theaters now.
It's Luke here. We've teamed up with the creators of Jesus Revolution to bring you this adventure of a lifetime. It's a powerful, true story about a family uniting, growing in their faith, and facing the impossible together.
In theaters now, unsunghero.movie for more information.
Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
What impacts you every day? There is one book that influences almost every aspect of our lives. Museum of the Bible reveals the Bible's impact on your favorite musicians and artists, the way we measure time, social justice, our national monuments, and more. The Bible's impact is all around you. Discover how at museumofthebible.org/impact.
Trading in Anxiety for God's Perfect Peace. Written and read by Emily Rose Massey. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 through 7. Growing up, I learned very early on that not much in my life would stay consistent, and that the pattern of my life would include a lot of change, and sometimes drastic change. It did not take long for a heart of anxiety to be formed in my life because there was not much in my life that I could run to for security. So as I got older, I ran to other things, other people. I quickly became ensnared by alcohol abuse and did many dangerous things that only served to create glue-strong attachments to other people. Things like an adulterous relationship with a married man and countless one-night stands with random men I followed home from the bar. I was constantly anxious and depressed. But after I graduated from college, my eyes were truly open to my selfish, promiscuous existence and my deep desire to find something firm and secure. I hadn't been to church for years, but one morning I went. During the worship service, God met me in my mess and convicted my heart. Immediately, I knew I needed to stop running away from Him and start running toward Him. In that moment, I realized He was the security and peace I was searching for. I told Him I didn't want to live this life on my own anymore, and I repented for my rebellion and unbelief and sin. I knew that all I was searching for could only be found in Jesus. I resolved to stand upon the secure foundation of the rock, Jesus Christ, who never changes. After that moment, my whole world changed as God began transforming my heart. It was by far the best change I could have ever experienced. You may not have experienced difficult and often painful change in your life exactly like I did, but I'm sure you have realized that change is inevitable while we are here on this earth. Change is just a part of life. How we handle that change is really where we will discover where our hope and sense of security lies. If change is causing us to worry or stress out, we need not run to other things or people to try to fix our anxiousness. We will always be disappointed, left feeling empty and even more anxious. We must run to God. Philippians chapter 4, verse 6 tells us that we must not allow anxiety to overwhelm us, but instead we are to come to God in prayer and cry out to Him with our requests, full of a thankful heart, knowing He hears us. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. Philippians chapter 4, verse 6. Nothing is too small when it comes to our prayers to God. He wants us to come to Him about everything. God not only hears our prayers, He responds with giving us His peace and protection. And the peace of all understanding will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, verse 7. Intersecting faith and life. God's perfect peace is like nothing else this world can offer. It is beyond all human logic or reasoning. He promises to protect our hearts and minds when we dwell on our position in Jesus as forgiven children of God. He is not only the creator and sustainer of life, but He is our Heavenly Father that longs to protect and provide for us. Instead of allowing worries to drive you to other sources in an attempt to bring relief, make a list of these worries and take them to God in prayer today. He hears every request. You can find peace and rest assured that He is the one who never changes. Even if everything around you feels like shifting sand, remember that Jesus Christ is firm and secure. Further reading, Matthew chapter 6, verses 25 through 33, 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7.
The Crosswalk Devotional is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Ted, what do you want to do today?
Well, Ashley, I've always got work to do, naps to take, but I have a better idea. How about we invite everyone to listen to the Team Us podcast?
I love that idea. Let's do it right now. Hi, everyone. We're Ted and Ashley Slater, and we'd love for you to join us as we talk about teamwork in marriage.
We share how grace, commitment, and cooperation can help couples live the everyday moments of marriage together.
To listen, go to lifeaudio.com and search for Team Us.